the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Joe is not here. He called in to say he had a serious illness, a cancer, for which he's being treated with chemotherapy, is doing well, is in recovery now, or is recovering, as his tumor has been put into recovery stage. And he said one of the reasons he sounded so weird the last time he was on the show was that he had a high calcium level, which was causing him delirium. So we wish Joe a speedy recovery and a fast recovery and healthy return. And my guess is it's 2 or 3 months away. So thank you, Joe. And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And obviously he says that some of what he learned was key to making the diagnosis in himself early enough to be able to get treatment. One of the issues we're going to cover today, or one of the first issue I want to cover, is your mitochondria. Now you say, what are your mitochondria? Well, your mitochondria are little outpouchings inside each of your cells. And every cell but your red cells has these mitochondria. They have 37 genes, so they're a separate gene from your DNA that is your 23 pairs of chromosomes. This is a 31, if you will, genes in this. I can't remember 31 or 37, but it's a low number of genes. You obviously have 22 to 26,000 genes in your chromosomes, but this is 31 to 37, and their job is to produce, to take glucose that you ship into your cell, that's converted to pyruvate, which is half of the glucose molecule, and it's to take that pyruvate and turn it into energy. So the interesting thing about this is the DNA comes for your energy, always comes from your mom. That's 100% of it. And secondly, this DNA is linked in a circle rather than being linear as in your nucleus or other areas of your body. And so it's circular like a bacteria. Well, we're going to get to over the next 3 or 4 weeks why this your mitochondria are so important and how you can protect them. Because what happens is your mitochondria get damaged. They get damaged by two big meals. That is, when you present them with big meals, they get a lot of glucose in there. They try and produce a lot of energy, but they have what we call free radical damage. And that free radical damage decreases their ability to produce ADP, makes them slower. So at producing that ATP, the energy store you have. So we'll get into much more about how you can protect your mitochondria. You've already learned one thing. Smaller meals help protect it compared to larger meals. Bridget, do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, I think that it's a fascinating study, and I've suspected that there's an association with the amount of energy that you have after eating large meals, because definitely I think that individuals that we see all the time talk about their fatigue that they experience, especially after eating big lunches or big dinners.
Now, the next story is our Ebola update. And I don't know whether you want this Ebola update, but the gentleman or the doctor who went into, came back, if you will, with Ebola, definitely tested positive for it. That's the New York City doctor. None of the contacts have yet tested positive. There have been some hospitalized because of fevers, but none of them have tested positive. And the nurse, one of the two nurses, the nurse who traveled to Cleveland and back, is now out of NIH, free of her Ebola virus. So two out of the four people, two out of the five people in the United States who've been treated for it, all of those who've acquired it in the United States, are still alive. And at least two out of the four treated here, two out of the five treated here are alive. The initial case who came from Liberia, Mr. Duncan, died. Let me go over the vaccines, because they've accelerated vaccine production, and there are two vaccines, VRC-207, which is the National Institute of Health vaccine, combined with GlaxoSmithKline, a pharmaceutical company, and VSV-EBOV, which is by the Public Health Agency of Canada. Just from what I know, if I were going to bet on it, I'd bet on the Canadian one, but I hope both of them work. VO7, let's talk about the VRC-207. It's an experimental vaccine. It protects monkeys against the virus for several months. They're just doing a phase one, which is really a, does it work and how much can you give of this vaccine? It's being conducted at the National Institutes of Health, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, and it and GlaxoSmithKline worked to develop the vaccine from a modified chimpanzee cold virus and an Ebola protein. That is, the cold virus and the Ebola protein are the way they can infect enough cells to develop the vaccine. The participants will be monitored for 48 weeks after the initial injection. Initial safety data could be available by the end of 2015, maybe earlier. A clinical trial also is taking place at the same time, rather than the safety, and it's being taken place at the University of Oxford in England and the West African country of Mali. Mali had their first cases this week. So this seems to be ongoing with that, and maybe by 2015, at the end of the year, we'll know more about it. So we've got a year to wait anyway. The other one, the VSV-EBOV, will soon begin trials in Switzerland, Germany, and Kenya, and could open several West African countries as well as early as January. It is developed by the Public Health Agency of Canada and by Walter Reed, and seems to be doing well. Now, what about ZMapp? We've had questions on the email line. You can always send us email at udocs@gmail.com. What about ZMapp? Well, they don't know how to make enough ZMapp, so it and another company, that is Amgen, are working together. Amgen has volunteered to go. Amgen has these great products that are all biotech, that is biologics, and they have a great history of being able to produce them safely and in large quantities. So they're working with the company that founded ZMapp to see if they can help them make more of it. ZMapp is a San Diego company, and Amgen is, I think, just above there in the area between LA and San Diego. So the message is, we don't have much other than supportive care, and won't for at least, I would guess, 5 months. So we better hope that supportive care works well. And it seemed to, at least in the U.S. group, there's a large potential that four out of the five will survive with just supportive care.
Are you surprised that the nurse recovered so quickly?
I'm surprised. She must have had a very low dose of or high quality immune system. I don't know all the factors, but it's really unusual to clear a virus that fast, I would think. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited-time offer with a money-back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps, so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.